everybody. Welcome back to La U Times, where we talk about Tigres in English. If you are wondering, that's not Arnoldo. Well, you're right. It's not. I'm Dennis. I am a regular guest on this show, and I've got my friend from Dallas with me as well, Edgar from Double L Nation, here with me. Just a two-manner tonight, but we're going to make it work. How are you, my friend? And how is spring break week, even though you probably don't have a spring break like most people do nowadays?
Yeah, it's just another normal week for me, but we're doing great here in DFW. DFW taking over the La U Times podcast because we're also missing Tigres English. But wherever he is, well, he's actually also out sick. Get well soon, buddy.
Yes, apparently pollen knocked him out today, which is super unfortunate. But it is what it is. We're here to talk lots of things on this episode. This is a little bit later than we expected to put this out, but it's okay. Lots of good things have been happening with our team, with our club recently, and some good things to look forward to this weekend. So you're probably hearing this on a Friday, on the day of Clásico Regio Femenil style. And that's kind of where I want to start, actually. I want to start with Femenil, and then we can get to the men's side, because there's a lot to unpack there. Got a really exciting matchup tomorrow with two of the top teams in the league. I'm really excited to be there. It'll be my first time at the BBVA tomorrow night, which I'm really looking forward to. Even though it is the neighbor's home, it is a beautiful stadium, at least in the picture. So tell me what you're looking forward to with this game. I think we have a really good shot of coming out on top based on current form. Are you excited to see our lovely ladies who killed it at W Gold Cup back in the fold?
Yeah, so it's great. We're going to have a full roster back, 100%. If I recall correctly, one of the only games Emilia Martinez lost, or if not the only game she lost last season, was the Clásico Regio. So it's a good rematch for her, and it's going to be really exciting to see some of the new faces getting their debut at the Clásico Regio. We have Jenny Hermoso, Alison Gonzalez kind of coming back, in a different stage of her career. So that's awesome. That's going to be exciting. And we're still undefeated, so let's see if we can keep that streak going against Monterrey. I mean, I know they're also having a good season. They're being competitive, but when it's a Clásico, anything can happen. Both teams go out and give them 110.
Right, and we technically have had a good record at their place over the last few years, right? Like, I'm not lying when I say that.
No, because I remember, I believe it was Eva Espejo never did get to beat Tigres Femenil when she was running the show over there.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how our new girls, especially, experience what should be a really intense, rivalry game. Thinking about Hermoso, thinking about Thembi, of course, who I expect to start. I expect to see the front line be very, very dynamic tomorrow night. I would not be surprised, and I'm kind of hoping we get a Stephanie, Allison, or actually not Allison, maybe Jenny should start, and then Ovalle and Thembi on the wings. I would love that to be the front four in some way, shape, or form. That would be really great, and I think it'll be really exciting, because like you said, Clásicos, anything can happen. I'm curious to see how the crowd is tomorrow, because I know that it's not sold out yet as of our recording, so let's see, what how the people show up to this thing tomorrow. But I think it should be a really fun game, and hopefully building on a good run of form that we've been on, obviously the whole season. Any thoughts on the game that we had last week that should have been on Monday of this week, but ended up happening last Friday?
Yeah, so it's a little bit unfortunate and kind of frustrating, I guess, that the league kind of just makes these changes last minute. I know when the actual calendar came out, I documented all the game days, and they end up changing every 3 weeks. They get pushed around. So that's unfortunate, but performance-wise, I think we did really well. It goes to show just how deep our squad is. Tatiana Flores also got some more minutes, so that was really cool. And just, there were players that got rest from Gold Cup W that you didn't really miss. And I know it was just Mazatlán, but it was great to see more opportunities for some of the other players.
I'm with you on all that, and I'm looking forward to seeing how we continue to progress and how they adjust with, some other international breaks coming up and some more call-ups. I know Thembi just got called back up to the South Africa team again, so let's see how we do without her for a little bit, depending on how the schedule works out. But yeah, I was annoyed about that too, because I really wanted to go on Monday. I was really looking forward to that. And then they were like, oh, we're going to move it up instead of push it back. I thought that was super weird. Like, what are we doing? So it'll be a good game. I'm excited to be there tomorrow. And last thing about Feminine, real quick, the announcement of CONCACAF bringing out the W Champions League, or Champions Cup, whatever it's called, which, you know, mirrors the what the men are in right now. There are three spots, I believe, for Mexican teams, and I think there's three for U.S. and three for Canada. Am I right?
Yeah, that sounds about right. And then I think there's another random spot that's going to be kind of like a play-in situation between some Central America teams and possibly another Canadian team.
Should be really cool. Obviously, I expect us to be one of those three. Like, I think it would be really stupid if we weren't. It's probably going to be us, Reyes, and America. That we were talking about that here at the house yesterday with the family. Like, that's probably what the three that they pick from our league. And it should be great. It should be a great little way to, well, not a little way, a big way for our girls to get some exposure and get some competition against some good teams, especially those NWSL teams. I'm excited to see how we match up depending on who they pick, because I don't know too much about NWSL like that. And I think it'd be really interesting to see if they, you know, pick their top three teams as opposed to our top three and kind of see how they match up. So looking forward to that. And that should be, is it later this year that they're going to start that, or next year?
Yeah. It's going to be this year. So that was actually also the other really surprising thing, because this tournament had been rumored for about a year and a half that it was in the works. But for them to just announce and say, we're going through with it this year, that was a little bit surprising, but also exciting.
Yeah.
It'll be starting July.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, that's great. That's super, super great. And I hope we do well. All right. Good stuff on Femenil. Like I said, this is probably coming out on Friday. You're probably listening to this on Friday, so don't forget to tune into the game tonight if you're listening to this on Friday. Hopefully it should be a W for our Amazonas. Let's talk about the men. There's a lot to talk about with the men. We're going to talk Leagues Cup because there's some news on that. But let's start with Tuesday night against Orlando. A performance that we needed to see really, really bad. A game that had been long overdue. We'd been on a really bad run of form, the men have, and that was a nice change of pace, a nice refreshing performance from the team. There's really nobody who put in a bad performance, especially considering the circumstances of finding out that Nahuel is out for the next 2 months because of his injury. What do you think about the lineup? I'm doing this very Arnoldo style. What do you think about the lineup and just the fact that it kind of feels like we're healthy again, like everybody's like back?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really glad that we are in a position where, you know, taking such a big hit, losing Nahuel for 2 months, it's not going to affect us as much because we have Felipe Rodriguez to step up and do a good job. I think he provided a very solid performance. And honestly, the only complaint, which is a recurring complaint, was Luis Quiñones in the lineup. Fell short again. And I think if there was anybody out there who still had a little bit of doubt that he maybe does belong in the starting lineup, I think he proved that he does not. But other than that, we had a really great lineup.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, obviously a little frustrating that he was included, but I understand why, considering the rotation and the flexibility that you can have in CONCACAF to have a little bit more of an international presence, since we don't have to adhere to the league rules. It was nice to see Marcelo get the start. I thought that was well-deserved. And then obviously, as we saw in the game, he very much backed that up with his performance. But it was nice to see the starting back line again, and the midfield was nice. I thought Gorriarán was going to be in his usual spot, but I think as we saw the game kind of go, I think he not only did he have better energy, but he was a little higher up the pitch, which I thought was nice. And I like Brunetta being in there, but I would have thought Córdoba would have snuck his way in there somehow. Maybe for Quiñones or even for Brunetta, but especially since he didn't play against America over the weekend. But it was nice to see a strong lineup from the get-go. And like you mentioned with Felipe, he did great considering the circumstances. Obviously, we talked about Marcelo already. He was fantastic. I mean, his coming out party, right? That's the best game that he's had in our jersey. Samir, we talked about this in our group thread the other day. Samir was great, like really, really great. One of the best games he's had in a long time. Gorriarán, so much better. Guignac was great as well. There's nobody that you can like point at and be like, like they weren't that good. Even like the subs were good. Like Córdoba was really, really strong with that goal, was super great. And I think we did a good job of frustrating and limiting those Orlando chances as much as possible. I mean, they scored off two penalties, right? So like that's not reflective of their attacking prowess per se, because they had kind of picked it up a little bit over the weekend in their league game against Minnesota, and then they fell back again and they needed those two penalties to go their way. So what other thoughts do you have about the game, how it kind of turned out? Obviously, you have a little bit more of a perspective since you got to see it on the broadcast, and I was sitting behind one of the goals and didn't get to see, like, you know, the actual full field like how I usually do. So what did you notice? What did you like? And how do you see this carrying over into our upcoming games in the league specifically?
Yes, like you were mentioning, definitely one of our best games in a very, very long time. I think a lot of the players who were in a slump came out and gave 110%. Guardiaran scoring a goal, I hope that is a confidence boost that catapults him for the rest of the season into a much better form. But I enjoyed the way that we played. I know that there was a little bit of criticism for those two Orlando goals, but let's be honest, they were careless mistakes. Liga MX refereeing, you know, Gignac shoved someone like that, they're not going to call it. The Ibanez handball, I mean, there was another play that Orlando had that arguably could have given us a penalty as well.
Right.
That was a little bit sketch, I guess, but let's be honest, that game really could have ended 4-0, 5-0. So I'm comfortable with the way that we played.
That penalty call in the first one was so stupid. I mean, I saw that, like, clear as day, and I, like, when he blew the whistle and he pointed, I was like, what did he see that we didn't? Like, and I looked back at it at the highlights yesterday when I woke up and like saw the, like, you, as you guys mentioned on the group thread, saw that the little push that Gignac had. Like, come on, man. Like, that's like, there's nothing there. Obviously, it doesn't matter, but it's just one of those things that's like more annoying than anything else. I like that Siboldi, I think he drilled into the team this week the importance of, you know, winning this game, wanting to keep progressing in this tournament. I think they're taking it really seriously. And that performance kind of like backed that up in a lot of ways, despite, you know, making some really interesting choices, especially with Marcelo getting the start instead of like somebody else. Like, there's an intention there to really go at this tournament that, despite his comments a couple weeks ago about he doesn't have the squad for two tournaments, he's still trying to make it work as best as possible. And I think you can't ask for anything else with how the boys performed on Tuesday. And I hope that carries over into the league, because we need it in the league right now. The league, we're really struggling and we're starting to lose ground on the standings. So we've got this game against Mazatlan a couple days from now, which I hope will be a good springboard into future games and things like that. Let's talk about that game here in a second, this Mazatlan game. But before we get to that, some early thoughts on our quarterfinal matchup that we have against a very good Columbus Crew side.
Charlie Brown FC. Yeah, so I don't keep up with MLS too much, but I mean, I know I kept up with them actually a little bit more when Salar Ayam was there. So I know that they have been a very competitive side for at least the past 2 or 3 years. Yeah, from here on out, we are only stuck with tough teams no matter what happens. It's going to be an exciting game. I think definitely, like you were mentioning, we have to buckle down and just focus a lot more in the league and in Champions League. I think a little bit of what Siboldi has done these past two games experimenting has opened a couple doors for him, or options that we didn't even know that we had. One of them being obviously Marcelo Flores getting those minutes. And another one, Sebastián Fierro, who has been doing phenomenal when Carioca is not on the pitch.
And that's going to be needed in the first leg, because Carioca unfortunately got that red card, which is the correct call, unfortunately. But he's going to miss that game for sure. So somebody's going to have to step up. I would imagine that it's probably going to be in like a Gorriarán and Vigón midfield. That's probably what I would guess, unless Siboldi's, you know, crazy and puts in, like, I don't know, puts in Samir and Purata in at center back, and he shifts Pizarro back up in the midfield. I don't think that will actually happen, but I think Vigón and Gorriarán will probably end up starting that first leg, which I think is in Columbus. I know that's not fully confirmed yet. We'll know tomorrow for sure, but I'm pretty sure that's right. But that's going to be super important for whoever steps in to be able to play that position well and to contribute really well, because We'll talk about this, I'm sure, more as we get closer to that first leg. But this Columbus team's really good. It's a team that I've had my eye on for a long time. Their coaching is really great. Wilfred Nancy is probably the best coach in MLS. Just has a really intriguing, really interesting style of football that he has his guys play. And they spread the field out super well. And they have good talent with Diego Rossi, who's a guy who played at LAFC, and Cucho Hernandez, who they brought in from the Premier League. He's actually Samir's former teammate at Watford. They were teammates for a half season when Samir was there. And so that's a guy who's a dynamic attacker, can play anywhere. And I think that's a really, really awesome matchup for both teams, because it puts, you know, the current MLS champions against one of the most recent Liga MX champions and the runners up, to just kind of see, you know, the cream of the crop of both leagues, essentially. It's probably going to end up being the best quarterfinal matchup besides the other matchup on this side of the bracket, which may end up being Rayados and Miami, depending on how this game goes tonight. So I'm really excited. I'm really looking forward to it. And I'm sure we'll get into it more as it gets closer, but it's going to be really, really good. And like you said, from here on out, it's just going to be tough, like really, really hard. In CONCACAF, because there's no easy teams, really, unless we get to the final and somehow America Pachuca doesn't end up making the final either. Like, that's probably the only easier matchup we have left at this point, because this matchup is hard. A semi-final matchup, regardless of who's in it, is going to be really hard, and the final, we expect it to be crazy. So good stuff from the boys. Let's talk about Saturday. I guess just tell me what you're hoping to see as far as the lineup goes and give us a prediction.
So I think this is definitely going to be another high-scoring game. Not to knock on Mazapan or anything, but it's going to be a lot more difficult on them to try to compete with the Tigres that is now motivated, that is now awake. And I think, as is kind of, I guess, the recurring habit with Tigres, once you reach that mid-season point, they do start to wake up and they do start to play a lot better, a lot different type of soccer. So I'm thinking possibly another 4-0. I do hope, and this is again a stretch, I did want to see Siboldi do it. I've been kind of begging for it in the group chat. The BCG up top, Bruneta, Cordoba, and Gignac. I think that is one of our like most offensive and best combinations that we can have. I don't think it'll happen. I think he maybe will rest Gignac and have Ibanez start, but we'll see.
I hope that the lineup is really strong. We have 2 weeks until our next game, so I would not be surprised if Siboldi puts out, you know, just the A-team lineup. Like, if Gignac starts, I definitely expect that to happen. Is Cordova back, I'm pretty sure, this weekend? So that would be really nice if he comes back and slots back into the starting lineup. I would love to see that as well. I'm with you with the BCG. I'm hoping for at least three. You know what I mean? Like, I'm hoping for a big score to kind of keep the confidence up, especially ahead of, you know, 2 weeks off, to where we're not going to have anything going on, which I hope these 2 weeks are good time away for everybody to rest up and get ready for what's going to be a really crazy April between league games. We have a Clásico in mid-April, and then obviously we have one, potentially two CONCACAF rounds to get through. So at least 3-0 for me. And long may Felipe's reign as goalkeeper be strong. And Nahuel, please get healthy soon. We miss you. All right. Last thing real quick, and then we'll get out of here. This is flying by really fast. Leagues Cup. We have a group schedule announcement that was made today. We kind of expected Tigres to take the route of staying in Houston, and they did that. So we know that our two games in the League's Cup in the summer are going to be July 31st and August 3rd. July 31st is at Shell Energy Stadium, which is the Dynamo Stadium, and that's when we play Puebla. And then the main event is August 3rd, on Saturday, August 3rd, at the Texan Stadium, Energy Stadium, where Tigres will play Messi and friends. Hopefully Messi's even there, because he may end up going to the Olympics. But I don't know. I think it all depends on if he goes far in Copa America with Argentina. So you think those are good decisions to have those games in those stadiums? And how much do you think these tickets are going to cost? I'm very curious.
That is my biggest fear right now. A little bit concerned with that. I think just also given the venues that were selected against Puebla, you might see what's considered a reasonable price for what would be an MLS ticket, $25, $35, up to $100 if you want something front row for a smaller stadium. And at the NRG with Messi and friends, as we've seen, is a reoccurring issue. The cheapest ticket you can find is $150 at the very, very top of the stadium. Hopefully that's not the case. Hopefully the prices are accessible to a lot of fans, especially because Tigres chose Houston, which is our second home, essentially. Time and time again, when they visit Houston, they fill up the Dynamo Stadium.
I mentioned this in the group thread earlier. I hope that having this Miami game at NRG kind of offsets the prices a little bit, especially I know that sometimes they have these big games at these bigger stadiums, and then sometimes they don't actually open up the whole stadium. Like, they'll actually section some things off. I hope that that doesn't happen, although it would not surprise me, because all the MLS cares about is profit nowadays. So, and trying to make lots of bank off of all this stuff. So I hope that that's not the case, but you're probably right, especially with, you know, how last year was, how crazy it was. I mean, even the friendlies, I mean, the Dallas friendly that I know you didn't go to, I didn't go to, that was like $100 at the Cotton Bowl, right? Which was like, that's just ridiculous. So I'm really happy with both of those locations, though. I said this earlier today in the group thread as well. I need to stop mentioning the group thread so much, but these are just my thoughts that I've been having in my brain the whole day. But that Puebla game, I think, will be Invasion. Like, I totally expect that stadium to be completely just decked out in yellow. Like, it won't even be close. And I'm really curious to see how quickly the Miami game fills up, because I do expect it to be pretty close to sellout. I mean, people in Houston are just going to want to go see the guy and to see the team. And hopefully that's a good opportunity for our team to put on a show and to kind of let these, you know, neutral fans, these not as invested fans, kind of see, hey, this is a strong team, and maybe we can kind of gain some more exposure and some more interest from just the casuals. You know, I would hope that that's a good thing that comes out of that game, and obviously hope that that competition, you know, is strong. And I know Miami is going to take it seriously because they won it last year. So I don't expect it to be like an easygoing game, regardless of who's there, whether Messi's there, or if he's in Paris, or even if Quignac's there, because I know we talked about that he's probably going to have a procedure in the summer back in France, so he may not even be available for this game. But if he is, then I expect it to be really, you know, strong and competitive, and probably one of the best games in the group stage of Leagues Cup in general. So, should be fun. Tickets go on sale, listener, if you don't know, March 26th. I don't know where, but it'll be somewhere. So get your wallets ready. If you need to buy an extra kidney, Edgar apparently has one. So,
yes, I do. So please reach out to Double L Nation if you are interested in purchasing my kidney so that I can go see Inter Miami and Tigres in Houston. Serious inquiries only. Thank you.
Yes, very serious inquiries only. Oh, man. Okay. Any last thoughts about anything?
Well, I think we covered everything, which was also really speedy, really surprising, because this was a very, very busy week for Tigres and Tigres News.
Yeah, we covered a lot. I guess we could kind of dive on one thing real quick, just a little bit deeper. How do you expect us to kind of change the way we play with Felipe at the back, like, if we change at all? Like, I don't notice too much of a difference between, like, when he's starting and when Nahuel's starting. I think the style is still pretty much the same. But you've only seen Felipe back there a couple times. So now that we're going to see him for probably the rest of the season, do you think that Siboldi's going to change some things in order to kind of make sure that he's in a good spot? Or do you see nothing changing at all?
I think potentially, depending on rotations, they may be playing it back a little bit less. I know Nahuel, that's his favorite thing to do, and he will find a way to make sure you're passing it to him. So I think maybe if it's a rotation day where we have Purata, Reyes, or another combination in the back, we're going to be a little bit more cautious there, especially because those are some of our not necessarily strong points in the back line.
Or if we get the random Edward 3 at right back, like we saw at the Azteca the other day, which, good Lord. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what that game was. That was just odd. I mean, we should have won, and then there was also weird lineups. Anyway, I don't even want to talk about that game. That was just a dumb game. But yeah, I'm with you there. He likes to do the long ball a lot more than just keep it with a short pass. So I wonder how that affects, you know, like Gignac, who, you know, is going to be at the other end of those like aerial duels and Ibanez and those other guys up front. So should be interesting. And like I mentioned, hopefully he does really well. I think we'll be just fine. I'm not that concerned with him being back there. I think he's proved that he's done a good job, and I expect him to do a good job in the weeks to come. So, all right. Well, I think that's it for us today. Listener, thanks for being here. I hope that you enjoyed this shorter than usual episode of La U Times. If you are not following us, you should do that right now. You should go to Twitter and you should follow La_U_Times to keep up with the latest and greatest Tigres news. You should definitely follow Edgar and Double O Nation on Twitter/X as well. You can find us on YouTube. You can find, you know, different other links to, you know, other stuff that we have on our show notes that we have for this episode and on previous episodes as well. And if you guys would like to be a part of an episode soon, let us know. Hit us up in the DMs. Let one of us know who's regularly featured, and we'll love to have you. So until next time, we will see you guys soon. And arriba la U.
Vámonos.